Yo, what up? It's Jane Bang.
You listen to the Nodcast, son.
Hey, this is Jeff Powers, and you are listening to the Poppin' Crackin' Nodcast.
You are listening to the Nodcast.
You're listening to the Nodcast. Word.
That's right. You listen to the freshest podcast on the planet, the Nodcast. You listen to episode 142, and we're talking the summation of 2013. That's right. And I'm here with my homegirl, Amy Green. I mean, we've been friends for like 7 years, right? 7 years. 7 years in the making, right? So how's it going, Ames?
It's going pretty good.
That's right. That's right. We actually hanging out today on a lovely Friday. And I just thought it'd be a good idea to just have Amy. We were just having some sushi not too long ago.
Drinking some peanut butter stout.
Yeah, some
milk stout.
Yeah, it's from Belgian Beaver. It's called Belgian Beaver Brewery, yeah. And it's a peanut butter flavored milk stout. And what do you think of it so far? Did you try it yet?
Seeing how I have too much head on there, I haven't even
That's
tried
what
it.
Said. But no, but you could try you can, but you could try it from the bottle though. Duh. Come on, Amy. Step your game up. Step your beer game, drinking game
Since when
up.
When do you have common sense?
Well, oh, ouch.
Whatever.
Hmm. Pretty good, right?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. We're bringing in. We're bringing out the 2013 with my friend Amy Green, and we're gonna probably play a couple songs that I like throughout the year, which will probably include some tracks or a track from Little Hurricane. Probably some Ed Goes Tucker. We're just gonna play it by ear right now because I don't have a list, so I'm just gonna basically improvise it. But before we get into the music, I want to talk a little bit to my friend here, Amy. So how did we meet? What's the story behind me and Amy right now? What's the story? How did we meet?
When we met when we worked at Arrowhead. I'm pretty sure we started talking about music in the elevator when we were going to take our drug test together.
I don't remember taking a drug test. You always say that and bring that up, but I really do not remember us being in the elevator, both going to a place to do our drug test.
Yeah, you, me, and Steven.
I remember Steven.
Remember we couldn't find the place, and then we started talking about music, and Steven started freaking out because we couldn't find the building.
It's still a blur. Yeah, it's still a blur. Wow. So, yeah, so that's been since 2007, right? Wow.
2006.
Was it really 2006?
That's
right, because that's weird that I was... Are you sure it was 2006?
Yeah, it was 2006.
Wow, was it before... It was before the Christmas, the 1-1 quarter, huh?
Yep, it's all about the 1-1.
It's all about the 1-1, man. Big ups to those people at Arrowhead still doing that shit, man, because Dude, I probably would have been done committed. I don't know what I would have done by now if I was still at Arrowhead, man. But yeah, it was some good times at Arrowhead, though, for sure. But yeah, so I'm glad to have you on the show. I know it's been, I've been trying to get you on a couple times. Not really, but I thought it sounds great. It sounds nice to just say
well,
that I tried
to
get you
on. Try to get me to come on the
Actually,
show.
I used to try
I,
to.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I really like being on the show.
Oh, ouch.
I'm just not comfortable speaking.
Oh, really? I mean, you sound great. You sound great. And you are passionate about music, too, which is great to have you on the show to talk about music or whatever. And you are, and you're actually from...
I'm here to show you a few things about music.
Ouch. Yeah, you were just telling me about a band that I never heard of. What were they called?
Became as Roman.
Yeah, so how did you discover them?
How did I discover them? That's a good question. I think my friend Troy showed me. And I can't stop listening to them ever since.
What's the style of their music?
Probably like metal.
Okay, like
hardcore,
give me kind of like Born Osiris or August Burns Red kind of style, or
it's kind of similar to August Burns Red but a little bit softer.
Oh, okay. Does it have actual, like, they're actually singing or is it just straight screaming? Or
no, it's singing okay. And screaming, so it's got the mixture between both of them.
That's what's up. Cool. So what else are you listening to these days? I know you're into the whole I don't want to really typecast you and put you just specifically in that, like, emo punk or just that.
Whoa, let's classify against emo punk, because I'm pretty sure
not necessarily emo punk, but just, yeah, emo punk and just punk, I guess. Like, I mean, like Rise Against.
I love Rise Against. I love Strung Out. I still like Thrice.
Cool.
We Came as Romans. I like Kill
See,
Switch.
Thrice would be more like a emo hardcore, maybe. Like Finch. Yeah, I bet you listened to Finch back in the day too, huh?
I used to listen to Finch back in the day.
Yeah. So how was the music scene for you? Like, what would be a venue you would go to, like, let's say in your early 20s here in San Diego? Because you're from San Diego, right?
I'm from San Diego.
Yeah, so what were some of the venues you would go to?
I used to go to the Epicenter all the time back in Mira Mesa days.
Uh-oh. Where is... There's no Epicenter anymore. Or is it still... Does
I
it still
it's
exist?
Still there.
Oh, okay, because I remember Soma used to. It's always been Soma, right?
Yeah.
That's where. Because you could be like, I bet that was one of the places you went to when you were like under 18 to go see like.
No, I never went there.
You never been to Soma?
No, I've been to Soma. I actually saw Asking Alexandria about like a month ago.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty decent band too.
Oh, they played with All the Remains.
Oh okay, yeah, they're from San Diego, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think All That Remains, one of those hardcore bands like that, is from I believe from San Diego.
I'm not sure.
But anyway, so Epicenter. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hit up the Casbah back in your early 20s? Back when it was.
I used to go to the Casbah. I went to Soma a lot. I like Belly Up. Brick by Brick is pretty cool.
Oh okay. That's cool.
I think you have to be of age.
Now, do you follow the local scene at all a little bit? Or, like, what are some bands back then that you used to listen to and maybe some bands now? Or did you really not get too involved in the local scene? Were you more just the pop culture type of... You never, you know, did the local thing.
I liked Agent 51 or Agent Orange. That was back in the day.
They kind of made it up. They were kind of big a little at one point, right?
Local stuff, but I mean, I'd say that my music.
What about Rocket from the Crypt? Did you ever like them?
I don't remember them.
You don't remember them? Mm-hmm. What about Tilt Wheel? Tilt Wheel, no. What about some of the newer stuff like Silent Comedy? You heard of them? Or I'm gonna have to kick you off the Narcast. You don't know nothing about local music.
You don't even know any good music. We came.
But dude. Is that like a new band or what? Like,
no,
I haven't even heard that band.
For a while.
Band.
I'm surprised. Well, you've been all up in the music scene and, like, well, making good music generally.
Well,
except
you know
we
what?
Were just thinking of Bone Thugs.
What? Dude, that was Bone from my... That's on my iPod. That's on my iPod.
You're failing,
and
you're
that's something...
Life.
Dude, that's on my iPod, and that iPod has not been updated in the past 3-4 years.
I can tell.
Big ups to Kevin Rogers for giving me that damn iPod. But still, that's
Kevin
an old
Rogers.
iPod. It's an old iPod, and it's just a bunch of, like... random albums and random songs that I've collected from over the years and just dumped it onto onto that iPod, and I'm not even able to hook that iPod up anywhere to update it because it's just old. But anyway,
I'll be able to hook it up on your computer.
You would think, but it won't work. It's weird like that. But anyway, so we are hanging out here on episode 142. We're going to talk 2013. We're going to talk about, you know, a recap of the 2013 year with music, with whatever we decided we want to talk about. And then moving on to the 2014 year, we'll probably talk about some things like our resolutions, if we have any. I don't. But, you know, you never know. Maybe Amy Green might have a few little resolutions. I know resolutions she should probably have on her 2014 resolution. But we'll get to that when we start talking about the 2014 as she sit here in Snapchat. And there's another thing I was just mentioning.
I'm multitasking.
You are. And there's a thing that I want to mention about Snapchat that I hate a lot. And that is when people post the picture on Snapchat but also put it on their storyline. You don't have to send it to me if you're going to put it on your storyboard or whatever.
Maybe
it is.
Maybe you should just not look.
That's
you don't
true.
Have to look at it twice.
That's true, but it's just it's annoying, and I'm just speaking for the people that have to deal with people like Amy sending over multiple pictures through her storyline.
I'm pretty
and
sure you've done that.
I don't do that.
If I
want everybody to see it, I'll post it on my storyline. That's it. I don't post it twice. And if I want specific people.
I'm pretty sure you sent me a picture of you doing Cedar Falls the other day in a text message and a Snapchat.
I don't remember that. Well, I mean, the Snapchat one was separate.
Happen?
No, well, the Snapchat was separate than the picture. The picture was me saying, hey, I went hiking. Here's a hiking picture that I shared on Instagram. But the Snapchat video only stayed on the Snapchat video storyline.
No, and then I'm pretty sure you sent it to me, too, via text.
Well, sure. Via text. That's different, though.
No, it's not. It's essentially the same thing. Okay, so we're talking about Snapchat alone.
Yes, alone.
But I'm saying the same thing that you...
That doesn't matter. Yeah, and?
Snapchat.
And? I could do a
it's
video.
The same thing.
It's not the same thing because I did a video of Snapchat.
Well, you don't gotta look at it twice.
Well, see, I bet everybody, all my Nardikins listening in, I'm so sorry.
Nardikins.
Please forgive Amy. Please forgive Amy because she's not listening because she's too busy taking Snapchat. But the argument that I was trying to have was, is there's no point to send a Snapchat.
I'm blaming it on the peanut butter porter.
Yeah, she is. She's getting this. It's 5.5% too, and she's already buzzing. But anyway,
so buzzed.
Yeah, she's so buzzed. But anyway, so again, we're gonna go back. I feel like that argument, the Snapchat argument, is just is an argument that's just kind of just we're just gonna kill it right now. We're killing it because you don't understand.
You don't even make sense.
But anyway, so We're talking music that I've played here and featured here on the episode on the NARcast throughout this year. And believe it or not, I actually did 59 episodes this year. Can you believe that? 59 episodes.
That's pretty crazy.
And I'm going to say...
I love that you're looking at your notes.
Well, I mean, yeah, I got to know how, I'm producing. I got to produce my segment, make sure it flows right. Jeez, give me a break here. But yeah, and with 59 episodes, I'm going to say over 177 songs or more been played and featured throughout this year, which is awesome. So, you know, hopefully people listening in now could go back through this whole year and just check out some of the greatest episodes that I've done, going back to episode 83 with Listen SD. And that was with me and Rachel, and we were just, you know, that was she was actually going to launch her Listen SD website, and we actually featured some cool little tracks on there, and with one of them being from Little Hurricane, which is also releasing a new album coming up in, I believe, up in the earlier stages of 2014, and I'm really excited to you know, definitely, you know, get a copy of that you know, that album and all that good stuff.
Is that English? the
don't album. Hate, dog. Don't hate. I'm just trying to transition into a track here, and like I said, I'm unprepared, and I'm just
no one can
going
tell
with the flow.
Don't even worry about it. No one can
and
tell.
Plus, I just talk, and it was flowing great until you had to stop me and call me out on my stumbling. But it's all right though. But it was working though. At least I knew what I was talking about.
You know,
jeez.
At least you sound better than I do because I'm a little nervous.
See, she's a little nervous. See, all quiet and stuff. I'm going to have to do a lot of stuff, a lot of tweaking and post. But anyway, so let's share a track from that episode 83, because again, we're playing some songs that are like my favorites throughout this year. And I'm glad to be able to present you a track right here from Little Hurricane. And here it is right here on episode 142, hanging out with my good old buddy, Amy Green.
I'm little thief in the night.
Was Little Hurricane, a song called Haunted Heart, right here on episode 142, and we're just talking about the best of 2013, the tracks that I've actually featured here on the NARcast within the 2013 year. And I'm actually here hanging out with my friend Amy Green. She's just sitting here chilling, hanging out, with me, of course, and going through her Instagram and her Tinder app and all that good stuff. I had to call you out on that. I'm putting you on blast. You've been putting me on blast all since, you know, since we've been doing this. So anyway, let's, before we get into the next tracks, because I got two tracks I want to play back to back because they're so awesome. And okay, you can find that track or whatever. We'll play that at the very end. But till then, we're gonna play the tracks that I want to hear here.
Oh, it's all about you.
It's like, duh. Can you please get your mic, please? You know, you're just supposed
to
talk into
your mic, please.
Yeah, you're supposed to talk into a mic, okay?
But anyway, I didn't feel it was necessary.
So anyway, I was gonna mention that you've heard of Little Hurricane, because remember they were at the Rocktoberfest on the main stage.
Yeah, I liked Little Hurricane. They were really good.
Yeah, it was like the duo with So it was CC and Tone. That's the name of them. So duo band. And again, they're gonna be coming out with a new album coming up in 2014. So definitely be looking out for that. And before we get into some tracks, how was your 2013? What do you think? A quick little brief 1 minute or less summary of your 2013.
1 minute or less, right?
I'm just messing with you. But anyway, for real though, how was your 2013 year, you think? Good and bad.
It was all right. Graduated from cosmetology school. Congrats. Just finished barber school, so I had to take my state board. Worked at a salon, learned my lesson, didn't like it, so now I know what I like.
Okay.
Dated some tards.
So yeah, we've all did some dating this year.
Yep.
So dated, you know. Yeah, it happens, you know.
You win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose some, and that's the beauty of dating, you know. You date to find that one that somehow, some odd reason, you're gonna freaking just be with for the rest of your life. But you know, so what else, man? You finished barber school, you finished hair school.
I got a new roommate, one of my good friends.
Big shout out to
Justin Durensky, JD.
JD in the building. Whoop. Cool, cool. And then
my upstairs neighbor.
Yeah, how's how's Blanca doing?
She's doing good.
Cool, cool. So she's
she's
how old is she?
Got a few hives, no big deal.
Okay, yeah, that's her dog, by the way. If anybody doesn't know that now, it's her dog.
It's my little pit bull obsession.
Yeah. So what else is going on? So how else did your 2013 go for you, other than dating and the school? Or how else was everything else?
Like, overall, it's pretty easy.
New friendships?
Pretty nice.
Did you gain any new
always
friendships?
Always meet new people.
That's cool.
Retained a lot of my old ones, awesome. So that's important.
Any vacations this year you took or?
Zero.
Cool. What about shows? Like, any cool shows you did this year?
I saw Strung Out at Brick by Brick. Okay. It was amazing. I went and saw Asking Alexandria.
Went to Rocktoberfest.
Color Morale over at Shea Cafe.
Okay.
Who else to see? Misery Signals.
Oh, wow. You saw a lot of hardcore bands this year.
I sure did.
This was the year of the hardcore bands for you.
Who else did I see?
You went to Rocktoberfest.
I went to Rocktoberfest.
Any other kind of venues like that? Did you go to Music Thing? Yeah, you did go to... No, you didn't go to San Diego Music Thing. I just bumped into you.
Yeah. Hammered. Literally.
Whatever.
Literally ran into me.
Oh, whatever. I did. I actually did literally run into you. I was like, hey, there's Amy. What's up, girl?
He was lucky he was able to see me.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I wasn't that drunk. But if you think
walking
about it,
walking around
though,
with one eye open.
Whatever. If you think about it, though, I was drinking since like noon. Because I started my day out at the Sheraton Hotel down in Mission Valley, hanging out with Mike Herrera of MXPX, out of all people. And then I went from there to all the way back to North Park. And then I had sushi, and then I had, like, just drinking.
Good thing for sushi, otherwise you wouldn't have been walking home.
Oh, dude, I mean, and when I had sushi, that was, like, around 2. When I saw you, it was, like, almost 8 or 9. And
I think it was actually later than that.
Really?
So I guess I gotta hand
it to you. Probably right after I checked out Dirty Sirens, too, because, I probably seen
checked
like,
out Dirty Something.
Well, whatever. I saw, like, so many bands that night. That day. Like, it was just so crazy. Like, how many bands and stuff I've seen, and artists I saw. Like, I saw Gail Skidmore, like I said earlier, Dirty Sirens, Silent Comedy was there, Unwritten Law did a little acoustic set on the main 91X main stage, and yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know why you remember about it. It was North something in North Park all that day. It was actually 2 days, I think. But anyway, so yeah, it seemed like you had a pretty cool 2013.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. I had some ups and downs. Yeah, I had some ups and downs. I probably don't know. I'll probably discuss mine a little later because I kind of want to focus a little bit more on the music here. And again, the reason why we're doing this episode.
As he's checking Snapchat.
No, I'm not doing that. See, thank you very much. I'm bringing up my notes. Just to keep the flow going with the music. I want to bring in two bands here that I've discovered this year that I'm actually a huge fan of. One being Buddy Banter, who also are playing a show on the 10th at Soda Bar, along with Brothers Wise. So definitely check them out because they're going to be releasing their new EP called Conversations. So yeah. So definitely check that out. And they also have Brother Wise. They also have a single from that EP out already for streaming on their Bandcamp and their SoundCloud. So definitely go check that out. But I'm going to play a song here by Buddy Banter called Bummer Summer. And then right after that, I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite bands that just called it quits, Dirty Sirens. I'm going to play a song called Hellfire. And you're listening to both of these tracks right here on episode 142 with my homegirl, Amy Green.
Stick to your guns.
And you're listening to
The Nerdcast!
Just one.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Janar here on episode 142 with my good friend Amy Green. And you just heard a song by Buddy Banter called Bummer Summer, and also a band called Dirty Sirens. And we just played a track. You just heard a track called Hellfire. And we're going to continue with some awesome bands here. But first, before we get into that, can you please turn your iPhone off? What are we listening to over here?
It's called We Came as Romans.
Cool.
Understanding what we've grown to be.
Cool. Is that going to be the track we're going to end the show with? We don't have to hear it right now, but will that be the song that we play at the very end of the podcast?
Yeah, what's none of your fucking business? I'll decide.
Rude! Wow. I'm telling you, it's the peanut butter. It's like going up into that little brain of hers. And just like, I'm telling you, it's just making her insane right now. And it's only 5.5% alcohol. And she's acting crazy, playing tunes from her YouTube while we're trying to podcast right now.
My bad.
No,
I thought this was all about music.
It is all about music. But, you know, we just played some awesome tracks from some San Diego bands.
Well,
here.
I wouldn't know because I didn't
and,
hear.
I know, but you're learning, though. I'm teaching you, educating you on some awesome, awesome San Diego music. But we're going to play a song here that's not a San Diego band, but the other band after that is going to be one San Diego band, Chess Wars. Have you heard of Chess Wars? They're from San Diego.
I believe so.
Of course not.
I don't listen to good music, so that's
what I'm like. Seriously, if you heard Chess Wars, you'll be like, I'm gonna play this track for you. You're gonna be super impressed.
I better be blown away. I'm serious.
I'm telling you, Amy. Like, you gotta stay away from the radio. I'm telling you because there's so many awesome bands just here in San Diego, and that's one of my 2014 resolutions. Is that I want to like be able to showcase.
If they're local, wouldn't they be on the radio?
Yeah, on the loudspeaker, and I think 94.9 has their own little thing that they do every for an hour where they do, you know, the local scene. But yes, but I'm talking about the main radio that you hear like throughout the day, you know, like when you hear your Justin Timberlake and your Justin Bieber stuff. Yeah, your top 40, your Rise Against.
Obviously, you're not
your Rise Against.
They don't play that on 93.3.
And your they play it on 94.9. They play some Rise Against on 9, or maybe 91X.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, but what I was saying. Is one of my resolutions for 2014 is to start showcasing a lot of these bands like Chess Wars and like, you know, Buddy Banter and smaller bands that are trying to, you know, get their name out there, you know, like Ash Fenner, who's a singer-songwriter here in San Diego. So, you know, I want to start branching out to venues, like, you know, with the help of Listen SD. I'm already doing the local obsession nights every third Wednesday of the month, which you missed out on, you know, the last one here. But it's okay. It was awesome, and you missed out, but it was a lot of fun. You missed it. But anyway, that's the things that I want to do moving forward, is being able to provide, you know, singers, songwriters, bands, and stuff like that, the opportunity to showcase their talents. And, you know, and this will also I'll gain experience, you know, being innate, you know, just booking, you know, mm-hmm. for venues and stuff. So anyway, that's just one of my goals, because, you know, 2013 was one hell of a year for me, for sure. And I don't even want to talk about it yet. So let's just get into the music right here. I got two bands here. We're going to do back-to-backs again. Here's Super Water Symphony, a song called Uh-Oh. And then we also got Chess Wars, a song called Evil. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's awesome. All right, so here it is right here on episode 142. Starting it out right here is a track, Uh-Oh, by Super Water Symphony.
Town. Uh-oh, these towns are is Matt. You listen to the Nodcast, son.
Chess Wars right there, a song called Evil. What you think of that one, Amy? Pick up your mic, please.
It's in my hand.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think of that?
Pay attention.
I know, please.
It was pretty good. It was different.
I like it, dude. I like the style of that.
It was more rock, but it was more...
It's not like hard rock, but it's like
classic rock with a little bit of grunge to it.
Yeah, I like it, dude. That's
pretty
awesome.
I liked it.
And that's why they made it onto my best of 2013 list here. And moving forward, I just want to mention that 2013 is coming to an end, and it's been one hell of a year. And a lot's been going on this year. I'm just going to go ahead and lay it all out there, guys. I'm about to lay it all out there. You listening? So, I literally just threw a magazine on the ground that
It was fine. I wasn't reading it.
Yeah, but she wasn't paying attention.
I have to multitask.
So, anyway, so we're hanging out. We're drinking peanut butter flavored milk stout by our friends from Belgian Beaver Brewery.
Belgian Beaver.
Yes. And so I'm about to give it all. I'm about to let all my 2013 emotions out right now.
Go for
as we
it.
Drink some beer. But anyway, I'm going to keep it brief though. I'm just going to say that it was one hell of a year from a financial standpoint to a career standpoint and from a social standpoint. Meaning relationships, friendships, old friendships, new friendships, financial wise, meaning just like, you know, bills, car payments, stuff like that. Then health wise, you know, gaining weight. But I really feel like it was all of a lesson. I feel like everything that happened this year, it just tests how strong I can really be through the hard times.
I think everything happens for a reason. Yeah. I think it's hard in the moment to realize that, but I think in hindsight, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I agree too. You know, like there's things like, you know, wow, you know, I'm being challenged this now. So how am I going to react to those challenges, I think. And then moving into 2014, I feel like the stuff that happened in 2013 for me made me realize some things that I need to work on as well, and also just do me as far as my health, as far as financial wise, as far as career wise, like just brand myself while I still do my job, you know, but also thank me while I'm doing my job. Mm-hmm. So that way, if I'm putting in 12 hours, putting in 14 hours, it's not being thrown away 10 months later, you know, and then it's like, oh, shoot, I've been working my ass off for the first, like almost almost three-fourths of the year to the end result being basically nothing. So I'm going to definitely have different motives and different goals for next year for sure. In that sense, but yeah.
What would that include? How would you go about?
Go about what? Just you know.
What's your plan of attack?
Well, my plan of attack for sure, like I was saying, is like I'm just gonna do me. Meaning, like I'm gonna brand my music stuff. I'm gonna brand things that I do at work on a personal level. Like I'm gonna do my trending videos, but brand it out as saying, hey, this is what's trending for today. And I'm also gonna do entertainment news, but through my social media. And then also obviously put in my 100% at work, but make sure that when I'm putting in my 100% at work, it's benefiting me in the long run, as far as it maybe being on something on my reel, or rather I'm being recognized for all the hard work that I'm doing. And as far as my health, I'm thinking I will probably just do something on the lines of like just going to the gym more, eating healthier, so that way I can lose the weight back. Because I gained 40 pounds. I was literally 160 pounds at the beginning of the year, and now I weighed in last night after I ate a burrito, of course. I'm literally 200 pounds. I've gained 40 pounds in 1 year, and I am very motivated that starting probably this weekend, my goal is to at least lose at least 25 to 30 pounds by March, because in March is when I'm deciding to go home. So
that's 10 pounds a month. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, I think so too. 10 a month. That's doable. And as far as finances go, you know, I'm going to stick to my job. I'm going to do my job 100%, maybe 150%. But, you know, maybe do some stuff on the side, you know, whether it's, you know, some photography or some videography, or whether I'm editing something for a client or something, just to bring in that extra income so I can have a car again or whatever it may be. Because I did lose a car this year as well, just because I'm trying to,
you know, drove it into the ocean.
Drove it into the ocean. If I figured, you know, figured I couldn't afford it, I might as well just drive it on off to the ocean and not worry about paying any bills for it. Nah, that's not true. But I did get my car. I don't have a car. But, yeah. And, you know, so that's another action I'm going to take. I'm going to be smart about my finances. Obviously, I'm going to get another, you know, a little part-time gig that I can make some extra funds. And maybe even do something that I like to do, whether it's, you know, booking bands or managing bands or doing radio. You know, I've been doing this for 5 years now. Might as well branch out and try to get paid doing it. You know, why not? Also, you know, went from health to finances and career base, trying to brand myself a little bit more. I also want to, you know, be able to, and then as far as relationships go and friendships, I'm going to, you know, keep the positive ones in my life and then just boot some of the negative ones out, you know, like, you know, try not to stress too much on trying to find that, quote, girlfriend, you know, like, you know, just have fun. You know, I've been single for 2 years, and for some odd reason, this last year, 2013, has been a really rough, rocky kind of situation with relationships, but you learn from them, you know, like it makes you stronger, and sometimes you might get frustrated and burnt out from relationships and stuff like that. We've all been there, but it only makes you stronger and only makes you realize what you want. Like, you know, I want this, or I want that, or I don't want this, you know. So, you know. Anyway, so, you know, I feel like with that being said, you know, I'm just not going to worry about the pressures of trying to date. Like, I'm going to go out, go on dates. Yeah, that's great. But it's not going to be like,
you don't have any expectations, or your expectations aren't going to be
Yeah, like my expectations are going to be okay. I got to have a romantic connection on the first date.
You
know? Just go have a good time. It's like if it doesn't work out, whatever, you know. So yeah, and then other than that, like, you know, I've gained some really awesome friends this year, met a lot of cool people in the process of networking because I worked so hard at work. That also gave me some opportunities to network and meet a lot of people who I can also be able to hopefully utilize them as I brand myself out in the community on other aspects other than just, you know, the Union Tribune, you know, like, you know, doing my Narcast thing or my health and fitness show or the San Diego Express thing that I'm trying to talk my buddy Melissa into doing again, but she's not buying it. She wants to do the health and fitness, which is cool too. But you know, there's so many options, you know, out there that I want to do outside of work. But yeah, so I've networked this year, which was great. I think that's a plus, a positive that I've gained and all that good stuff. And you know, I want to get more involved with again with the music community. I want to stay consistent with it and all that good stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it. What about you? I know I just talked my ass off for about 10 minutes, but what about you? What are you feeling right now? Like, do you feel like your 2013 was good? And did you? Are there things that you're going to take from 2013 into 2014, whether it's I'm going to take this lesson in 2013 and change it and make it a different situation in 2014 and to better yourself? Or
I think as far as, I mean, hopefully I'm actually hoping to work at the salon that I think is a perfect fit for me. So I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, I've had a lot of accomplishments in 2013, which has been really beneficial for me. Relationships have been a little bit rocky, but I feel at the same time I know more of what I want and what I don't exactly want and what I will and what I put up with. I think my 2013 like goals as far as like relationships are to really just focus on myself and what makes me happy versus putting so much effort into them. And I think everything will just fall into place and to not have like expectations.
Right.
Because I think when you have those, you're more bound to be let down.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have to appreciate you as much as you appreciate them. And
yeah, and I totally agree with you on that, you know, and like...
I've learned faster this year.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did learn faster this year because you had a lot of opportunities to learn fast. So, I mean, and that's that. And again, I mean, that's why we date. We date because
yeah,
we're trying to find that special one.
And never lower your standards, for sure. Never, ever lower your standards.
Only if you're at strip clubs. Just joking.
If you're
but
what?
Only at strip clubs. But I was just joking. actually, I wasn't joking. But yeah, I wasn't. But no, I was joking. I was joking. But I mean, and plus, I feel like we all as individuals have to figure out what's a priority as well. You know, like you know, you about to go into the work industry now after you know completing your, you know, successfully completing your you know your education. Now you
anybody need their hair did, yeah, you know where to find me.
Or an edge up. So
yeah, an edge up that Jannard's always asking for.
Yeah, or you know you can shave my back hair too.
Oh, but, I'm sorry. That'll cost a lot more.
I'm down to pay. Down to pay the extra. But I mean, yeah. So priority. So like, So you know, obviously, work right now for you is probably going to be a priority.
I think eventually too, I want to get into the health and fitness again. I think I want to get some certifications as far as like being a personal trainer, or something along the lines of doing like a boot camp, and then you know doing that in the day, and then doing hair in the middle of the afternoon, evening. You know, mix it up because I love both of them. I don't think you can have too many passions.
That's true, and you're never too old. I always tell my mom this. You're never too old to pursue any of your dreams. Like if you're 50 years old, like my mom's like 53, and if she's passionate about something, go for it, pursue it, because there's no age limit on pursuing your dream. You know, because
I think a lot of people nowadays though they have expectations for themselves and they get disappointed when they don't accomplish them. You know,
that's
like
true,
certain
yeah,
like you know like your mom probably graduated from high school, got married, had kids, and then got a career. Nowadays it's more people are more career based, and
yep,
then it's relationships and or lack thereof.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, I don't even want to get married or have kids until I'm like mid 30s to late 30s. And I'm like, wow, like, so you're telling me you're going to be 50 when your kid's like not even 15 yet. You know what I mean? Like, we'll be
yeah,
60
but
years old.
I mean, it depends on what you want
to
accomplish.
Take shots first. Yeah, that's true, you know, like. And that's a battle, you know.
Or,
like, I'd rather be well off and knowing I can take care of kids, and you know, and be able to have like you know a nice.
But
place.
I don't feel like you're ever gonna be fully financially stable to have kids. Kids are fucking expensive.
They are expensive. And like even just like the earlier stages, like if no one's staying home with them, you got to dish out. Like it's like rent. Like you got to dish out like $1,000 a month just to have a babysitter or to go to send them off to a daycare, you know, like, and then someone sacrificing their career just to save money, thinking they're saving money just to stay home, you know, like, oh, okay, well, now I can provide while you stay home for the next 5 years, and you know, so that way we don't have to worry about, you know, a daycare or whatever. But yeah, it's tough to, you know, figure out, you know, what's a priority, you know, do you want to do your career or whatever? Because I mean, honestly, we're not getting any younger, but at the same time, it's like dating for me, dating gets harder as you get older. Yeah. Especially when you're trying to date
it's
older
really funny.
People.
I do have to say this. So I lived with a roommate back when I must have been 23 or 24. And he was kind of a weirdo anyways, but he was on Match.com and he was telling me all his stories. And he's like, Amy, as you get older, it's so hard to date.
Do I know this friend?
No. Do you remember? No, he did.
I thought it was going to be like Ross
afterwards. His name was Ross and he was just kind of a weirdo. But he told me he was probably 28, 29 when I was 24.
Oh, wow.
And he told me it was really hard to date as you got older. And I kind of laughed at him. I was like, yeah, right. And actually, it really is. It's not really dating or finding people to go out with that's hard. It's really finding that person that you connect mentally and physically.
Yeah.
I think that having that both of those connections are really hard to find.
It is. That's true. And you wonder what I've noticed, too, when it comes to, like, dating? Even, like, a successful relationship or even a relationship that was like maybe a past relationship, I always tend to link music up with that relationship too. I don't know if you do that, but
I do
that. Like, for example, with my ex-girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend from college. So any song, like, for example, there's a song called Reggie in the Full Effect called Caving In. Every time I hear that song, I think of Samantha, my ex-girlfriend Samantha, because during that period of us dating, that song was kind of being played to get me through those breakup times with her and so forth, you know, different songs, you know, or even a good time, you know, like, for example, you know, like maybe you know, a girl I dated this year, you know, a song, just a random song or something, you know, whatever pops up. Oh, I remember when I first heard that, or she introduced me to that song. You know, that's how I feel like relationships, I can link music to relationships at any given point.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go and get to the music again. We just talked a little bit about what, you know, we want to do for 2014. Let's go ahead and move it on to the music selections. Hey, it took me a good minute to write out this playlist, man. It's so many, I'm telling you, so many bands that I featured throughout just 1 year, over at least 100 of them, you know. 59 episodes, 177 plus songs, dude, throughout 2013. So I'm gonna go ahead and play some songs here. I'm gonna play two back to backs. Here's one from Ed Ghost Tucker, song called Devils. Also was very honored to actually have them on the show. And then also I'm gonna play Dr. Seahorse, a song called Symptoms of Trend, right here on episode 142, hanging out with my good buddy Amy Green.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Little devils are laughing together. They're playing and singing, dancing and ringing. The bell makes no sound audible to the crowd, but inside I can hear it. God damn, I can feel it. One has the matches while the other has gases. The third one is smiling, waiting and watching when the moment is right. Oh, my brain will ignite and the flame will consume it and twist it and move it. Spineless and sticky and eyeless, they ride through the soils, they curl and coil. We're slithering blindly in unholy harmony. Our flesh is refusing and seeping and oozing. The fluids we're blending and mixing and mending. Our souls whisper secrets and tongue's made of fire. It's sweet and it's sickly and salty and sour. We're swimming in pools made of milk, honey, showers. Whoa.
Find victory, so let's sail, soar our voices louder than before.
All right, those were two songs there. The first one that you heard was a song by Ed Ghost Tucker called Devils, and then we just heard a song called Symptoms of Trend by Dr. Seahorse. That's right. Now we're going to get into a little bit of some hip-hop and some reggae. Have you heard of Through the Roots?
No.
I think you might like these guys. They're actually from San Diego, and they're really good. I think you like them. They actually dropped their album earlier this year and actually made reggae charts on iTunes. Yeah, when they first released their album. So, yeah, we're going to play them. How you feeling? How you doing right now? Pretty good? Can you pick up your mic, please? Say that in the mic. So, how you doing?
I'm pretty sure everybody can hear me, regardless if I have my mic or not.
Well, I want you talking to the mic.
I'm pretty good.
So, how's that peanut butter flavored milk stout treating you?
I think I'm doing better than you are.
You are, actually. I'm trying to pace myself here, okay? I'm trying to pace myself.
Well, if you have a date in about 20 minutes, you should probably start drinking.
Nice. All right.
Just throwing it out there.
All right. With that being said, here's a track by Demise MC called The West featuring Chavez. And then also, as we mentioned, Through the Roots, here's a track called Slow Down right here on episode 142 with my good friend, Amy Green.
Microphone check. Waking up another day in sunny Cali, where it never sleeps. Graffiti overfills the alleys. From the 619 down to the valley, till the day I die, it's West Coast killer Cali. From the billboards to the train yards with cholos and all the bang hard. It's 7 a.m. and we posted on the block, rolling up, smoking bud, sipping on the 40. And the OG homie sipping on some OE. And the streets are never lonely. We rep our sets to the fullest, so you know your boy spit the boldest. The West is where I'm at, and anybody knows this. Don't get me wrong, big ups to the East. But I gotta rep my streets with Biggie and Pac, stay on replay. My head full bumping as I'm riding on the streetways. Without a single delay, the homie Chavez on his way. So show him how we do it on the West. They will 619 where we do it better than the rest.
Hell yeah.
Yo. Hold up, we ain't even done yet. 619. Yo, Chavez, hop on this shit. Let these motherfuckers know how we do it in our city. West side.
Yeah, I got you. For sure.
Big ups to the 619. Do this shit for the West. Yours truly, Demise the MC.
Alright, check, check. 1-2. 1-2, 1-2. Alright, y'all about to feel this.
San Diego, California, I was born and raised. Mama showed me hip-hop at the age of 8. Now ever since then, I've been surgically attached. Now I'm here making music for the real rap fans. The ones who bump Curtis Blow and LL. Put it down for my city, the realest they beheld. Chillin' in the West, watch my rise to fame. Now I'm trying to get my city to recognize my name. Peace to Miles and Epic, those my brothers, they're accepted. And this music's been neglected, so we're here to resurrect it. Summertime's coming, so it's time to chill out. Roam the streets and the beach, come down and check me out. Smile on my face, hold my girl by the waist. It's all good for the minute, so I'm not trying to waste the time that I have. While I'm young, let me grab this girl by the hand. In the West, I'm the man.
Yeah. Chavez Music, Epic Gang, King Baby. Here's to summer 2013. Shout out to the 619 and Demise. That's what's up. This is for y'all to wake up in the summer morning, look out in the sun and just realize that it's all good.
Yo, you're listening to the Nardcast.
I love these months, they flew by. I love the days, where did they go? My life keeps passing me by. The world keeps spinning, but I'm stuck in slow-mo. So, where have you been and how are you? I hope all is well and you're doing fine. Still, it happens to me. But do you think of us sometimes? When everything slows down, I think about you when it slows down. When everything slows down, I wonder if you'll see me when it slows down. The thoughts of us together, nights in the sand, I lay with you.
for my sweater, and gladly I would give it to you. Time was nothing when you were here, but now I watch the clock as it spins its gears, and I wonder if I'll ever make it, or will forever just disappear. 'Cause I just can't hold back no more. Try to catch his blood before it hits the floor. It seems too late, but I'll try some more. So pick it back up and put it back together. I take a way back to when things were better. Are you gone for real? 'Cause you're in and out. Maybe you can figure it out. Figure it out, out. If you just slow down, I'll think about you when it slows down. When everything slows down, I wonder if you see me when it slows down. Wait until you're done and you've done it all. It's true, you'll only live once, and once you've lived, just please give me a call. When everything slows down, I'll think about you when it slows down. When everything slows down, I wonder if you'll see me when it slows down. When it slows down, when everything slows down, I wonder if you'll see me when it slows down, slows down.
All right, those were two tracks right here. A song called the one you just heard was by Through the Roots, called Slow Down. Dude, I love that track, dude. That track's awesome. Yeah, that's an awesome track. And then there was a hip hop dude named Demise MC and a song called The West featuring Chavez. That's right here on episode 142. And we're hanging out, man. How's it feeling? How you doing, dog? How's that sushi?
Let me pick up my mic.
I know, right? Please. Please pick the mic up. Jeez.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually still really full from that sushi.
Oh, yeah?
Swat, though.
Yeah, that sushi is good, man. I love North Park. Yeah, big ups to North Park sushi.
That's by far
man.
The best place.
Yes, they take my money almost at least 2 to 3 times a month, for sure.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought you were going to say 2 to 3 times a week. I was like, that sounds about right.
Whatever, dude. I mean, I'm not on that Amy Green money. You know, I ain't on that Amy Green
right,
funds. You know,
right.
I'm on that entertainment producer salary. So I ain't on
right.
that.
I really need out.
So what else is good with you, man? So what? All right. So what else is going
just call
on,
me like, man?
Huh?
You didn't call me man.
No, I said what else is good with you.
Mm-hmm. I heard you correct
my
yourself.
Goodness. Wow. So anyway, so like, what's good for the? So did we talk? I know we touched bases a little bit on 2014, but I mean,
we
what's
did.
A resolution though? Like, I want to know, like,
my
what
resolution?
Does Amy Green want to accomplish next year?
I want to build my clientele, and I want to focus on my career a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I want to put more effort into myself versus putting it into other people. And that's pretty much it, just to do what makes me happy. And
good. You should always kind of, you know, put yourself along the priority list for sure, you know? And that's what I'm going to do this year, this upcoming year, 2014. I'm just going to put myself up there, man. Like, hey, I'm a priority now, you know? Like, yeah. I've done all this other stuff. I'm
not
always helping
other
people. Yeah, don't put up with bullshit in relationships.
All the negative friendships or the people that really aren't prominent in my life.
Right. That's right. You know, you
don't got time to waste.
Exactly. So you got to do that, you know? So I really appreciate... I got actually 2 more tracks here before we actually end the show. Come back, do some shout-outs, and then we'll end the show. But I really do appreciate you doing this right at the last minute, because I know I was cleaning the house and we were trying to figure out if we wanted to hang out and all that good stuff. And I was like, hey, let's go get some sushi and then maybe you can come over and podcast with me. And it's pretty easy. You just sit back and not pay any attention. Try to read a magazine, play on Snapchat, Instagram, Tinder, and all those apps.
I like to multitask. I'm giving my undivided attention.
So how's that Tinder app treating you, buddy?
Well, seeing how I just started using it last night, it's pretty entertaining. It's fun.
Yeah, I ain't
gonna
lie.
It's weird. I'm not taking it seriously by any means, but it's pretty.
It's cool, right?
It's kind of fun. It's like, so a, little, it's think like it's, a little game.
So do you think it's going to be about the same as like any other app, like Plenty of Fish, or do you think it might be actually be kind of fun or different?
Honestly, I'm not really thinking anything of it. I think Plenty of Fish is a joke.
Yeah.
I think all those dating sites are just kind of a waste of time. Here's, you know, what I read somewhere, because I belong to like weird facts on Facebook and stuff like that. They say the people that just pop up in your life or you meet unexpectedly are more, or people that are going to be important in your life. Mm. And I feel like a part of me feels like you're going on Plenty of Fish or Tinder or OkCupid or whatever, and you have expectations and you have, that's true, like, you know, you're going on there to meet people.
That's true. And I feel like Tinder, though, is definitely a hot or not, though. Because, I mean,
it's definitely a hot or not. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Cool. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's fun. Entertaining, but I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't go in there hoping to meet the one.
Yeah, but you never know. Because when you're not looking for the one, you end up finding the one. So maybe that's the attitude you need to have in a way. So
that's what they say.
So as an attractive early young 30 female here, Amy Green, how is the dating?
Just throw my age out.
I said young 30s. I didn't say 31 or 32 or whatever. Just paying you back, bro. Just paying you back. Yeah, this is all about
comedy. Payback's a bitch, so fair enough. All right.
So anyway, seriously though, like, how is, what advice would you give to men? Like, that's my question. I'm asking a beautiful girl here. What is your advice to men? Like, what woo women? Like, what's a good
approach? A gentleman. Don't be a dick.
Define gentleman. I mean,
like, open doors. Like, take girls out. Like, be interested in what they have to say and actually listen. Pay attention. Be observant. It's really just the little things that matter.
Really?
It really is.
What about, like, the type of car they have or the honestly, house? Honestly, that doesn't... Is that a perk, though? Or, like, just knowing that they're very well off or they have a car?
It's not even about money, necessarily. It's really how they treat you. And it's not necessarily, like, what they buy you. I mean, they could pick you a fucking flower for all that matters. Or write you little love notes. Or just, like, do little things. Buy little things that, you know, maybe... You know that they like.
Well, okay, what was like cool? Give me an example of like a really cool like gift or a little cool like thoughtful thing that a guy did for you, whether it was just them paying attention. He's like, wow, like I was telling him this, and then the next day or 2 weeks ago, he did that because he remembered, because he listened. He paid attention to details.
I will say, so one of the previous guys I was dating, one of my ex-boyfriends, he went to, I don't know where he went, but he got these little music note earrings. Mm-hmm. Because he knows that I like music a lot. And I thought that was just a sweet gesture.
Good music, but.
You don't know good music.
Whatever. But anyway, so.
And then I had another one who's been my best friend for like 10 years, but I told him I needed like an earring holder. And this was like 3 or 4 months ago. Like, and then he surprised me with one. And I didn't think about him paying attention. But it really is just being paying attention and being observant. It's just really like the little things that matter.
Yeah.
And treat her with respect. And if you don't fucking like her, be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Be honest about it.
I feel like, coming from a guy's perspective, I feel like guys, especially when you're in a big city and then you finally find someone that you like a lot, I feel like guys are not all guys, but some guys tend to have that feeling of like, wow, like I really like this girl, but am I ready to settle down because there's so many other options, which in reality there isn't, but they just think that.
Just went through that one.
But they think that. But at the end of the day, I feel like...
I feel like if you really like someone, you're going to settle down with them.
But I feel like, yeah, that's true. But I feel like not just guys, but just in San Diego in general, I feel like people just don't date. Like, they date, but they don't settle down.
I feel like San Diego, there's too many options. And I think people just... I do. I think it's very hard to find a good person in San Diego.
Yeah, it's tough. And then when you do find that good person, they're probably a friend or they're already in friend zone. I'm gonna tell you, I have probably more girlfriends than I have guy friends, because not necessarily because I tried on a lot of the girls that I'm friends with, but it's just that I'm comfortable just hanging out with a lot of women.
Right.
But there's situations where I do like a girl and I just fall in the friend zone. Because
you're a rad dude, but you need to take initiative. Sometimes it's like,
what do you mean by taking initiative?
It's cool to be, I mean, no girl wants someone uptight or someone that's super aggressive, but at the same time, like, you want to put forth the effort and show them that you're interested, whether it's, you know, asking them how their day was, or, you know, planning a date with them, or, you know, kissing them on the first date. There's nothing wrong with a peck. You know, it's not true. Like you're trying to eat their face.
You know, see me, I like to just stuff my tongue all the way down down the esophagus.
That's exactly what we want. I look for that every single day.
I bet. But all right. But yeah, see, it's just, I don't know, man. Relationships.
Dating is tricky.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like, you don't want to put your, you don't want to be too available, but you don't want to be not available. But at the same time, I feel like, why play games? If you like somebody, then...
In a perfect world, I just got a relationship. Well, not even a relationship, because we weren't even really dating. But I was trying to date someone earlier in the 2013 year, where it was like, "Hey, like I like you, let's date, whatever." But she's like, "Let's take it slow." So I went her pace. Then like we might make out or whatever, and then like all of a sudden I don't hear from for a month, and then I come back. Now we rekindle our flame, and I'm like, "Oh, what's the deal here?" And then she says she doesn't want a relationship. Then we, you know, go back and forth. And it's
you
just,
can't
it's
go
just,
back and forth. It's one or the other. Like, for me, I just got out of a relationship. But, you know, you date for 3 months and, you know, you think it's going somewhere and they don't want to commit.
Yeah, just shut
up. So it's like, you know, shit or get off the pot.
You know, yeah, that's true, man. And you know what?
After a certain
sometimes
point.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket when you feel like if they can't commit, then continue to date then until that person's ready to commit. I've done that. Like, 4 years ago, I was dating maybe... like three other girls, and then like said, "Hey, boom, girl number three, I don't want to, you know, hey, you know, let's just be friends." Girl number one, "Hey, you know, let's just be friends." And then girl number two was like, "Hey, I want to date you." And we dated for almost a year and 9 months. Drea Frankel. So anyway,
just throwing it out there.
She's not listening. No one's listening.
You don't even know.
So anyway, but yeah. So big ups to Dayton in San Diego, man. It's crazy. Because I mean, when I was back home, and it was like Goldsboro is probably like a population of maybe 30,000 people, and you're talking about San Diego County, where it's like maybe 6 million plus of people here in just San Diego County alone. Maybe
and everybody's so damn good looking, and I mean, I just feel like nobody wants to settle down.
Yeah, it's true, man.
There's too many options.
Everybody just want to just spread their diseases, man. They just they just in their seeds, so they just don't want to settle down here, man. And it's crazy.
Don't.
So anyway,
but boys, seriously, be a gentleman. It's the little things that count, and don't be a dick.
All right, you heard it right here from a lovely female here, Amy Green, and she's good. I'm telling you, she knows her stuff about relationships. So. I'm taking her advice. I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm going to open doors. yeah, that's true. I'm going to open doors.
And always listen to your guts, women.
Yeah.
Follow your intuition.
Yeah, follow those guts, y'all. Follow those guts so that some guys can be up in them guts. All right, anyway, so we're gonna play our last little session of songs here. And here's one. It's a punk band. I love these guys. They're originally from New Jersey. I think they actually played a show down in New Jersey over the holidays. And they're called Just In Case. They're no strangers to the podcast, of course. And here's a track called Reputations. And then also I'm gonna play Neighbors to the North called Never Leave Me Alone, one of my favorite songs. And this is definitely one of the songs I want to end the show with because they're so freaking awesome. Had them on the show, Sutton, Danny, and Sutton, Danny, and Pat, man. They're awesome. Awesome guys. And hopefully I'll be able to check them out here in January because they're going to be playing a show at the Casbah, bringing in the 25-year anniversary. So that's awesome. Yeah, 25 years, man, Casbah. Here that'll be a song called Never Leave Me Alone. And again, hanging out with Amy. I almost called you Amanda. It's the beer, guys. It's the beer. Sorry, Amy Green. I know your name, Amy Green. And it's been a fun episode, man. We talked about.
I'm gonna blame it on the peanut butter milk stout.
It's funny because it's been a really awesome podcast because we talk everything of music. The resolutions, our summary of 2013. We talk relationships and all that stuff. So this is a pretty cool podcast, and I'm glad to have you on here. And before we end, actually, we're gonna come back and we'll end it with "We Came as Romans," and we'll talk a little bit. We'll give a couple shout outs, and then we'll end it there. But anyway, so here's Just In Case, and also Neighbors to the North, right here on episode 142, making the best of list of 2013. Nardcast out.
It's foreseeable for me to sing to the depths of solitude, chained to my fears that no one out there accepts me.
clutching to conformity. You really aren't that well. I'll stomp you out and burn your cloud. It's inevitable. In time, your reputation changes. One event can ruin everything. Cause in time, your reputation changes.
Mine. Got my head on straight, they try-
them boys are on fire, son. You just heard a song, Never Leave Me Alone, by Neighbors to the North. And then before that was a song called Repetitions by Just In Case. And yeah, we're about to end the show, man. Thank you guys for listening in. We played almost, 10 songs. Had the first song was by Little Hurricane. And then we played some Buddy Banter, some Dirty Sirens, Super Water Sympathy, some Chess Wars, Ed Ghost Tucker, Dr. Seahorse, Demise MC featuring Chavez, also Through the Roots. And you just heard Neighbors to the North. And then before that was Just In Case. And now I just want to go ahead and say thank you, Amy Green, for being on the show. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you know.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And thank you for being on the show, Amy Green. You're still multitasking. You're over there playing on your phone, playing on Tinder, trying to read some health magazines and all that good stuff.
It's just what I do. You got to keep me entertained.
I know, right?
You're not doing a good job.
All right, guys, if you want to date Amy, just remember, you have to be entertaining because she will be multitasking here.
Make me laugh.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be funny, right?
You got to be funny.
Yeah,
sarcastic.
Okay. Sarcastic, funny.
Good music. Be active.
Listen to good music. Like, you know what that means. But anyway, speaking of good music, we're going to end the show with We Came as Romans, a song called To Plant a Seed. And you said you recently discovered them this year, right?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay, that's cool. But anyways,
they're still rad.
They're
still
cool. You were playing them rudely here earlier when we came back from playing a song here, and I heard a little bit of snippet of one of the songs. But yeah, I like hardcore music, so surprisingly, I didn't have a lot of hardcore music on this list because I didn't play a lot of hardcore music through the 2013 year because that's a genre of music that I'm trying to learn in the local scene.
What?
Which hardcore one? Music. Hardcore. Oh, okay. I'm trying to learn that. I mean, there's a couple. There's Suicide Corps. I mean, there's some that I know, like Dante's Boneyard, you know, a couple of bands like that. But unfortunately, I'm trying to keep the list at, you know, at least like at least 10 songs, you know.
You're not doing a good job.
So I try to pick the best of the best. So, but in a way, there's all these awesome bands that didn't make the list that I play this year. I want to definitely give a shout out to Savannah Lynn, Ash Fenner, Poolside, some other bands that I didn't make the list, but I had them on the show a couple times. Even Bad Rabbits played Volumes, played so many bands on the show throughout the year, and just narrowing it down to 10. So that was hard.
That is very hard.
So anyway,
I could do that.
It's tough. But before we get out of here, though, what are your plans for the New Year's Eve? Are you going to do anything cool?
Actually, I'm not sure. I might go to Lafayette. I know they had actually a really good, like a different themed room for different music.
Yeah.
Over at the Gaslamp, or not the Gaslamp, but the House of Blues. I don't know. I might just stick close to home. I don't really want to worry about driving.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't really decided.
could be a spot for me, but I don't know yet. I was thinking maybe Seven Grand or maybe West Coast Tavern because I know they got something going down.
Do they?
Yeah, they got something going down, but it'd be a cover. All the places are going to have a cover,
but
$10. I mean, if you think about it, downtown is going to be like $15 to $30, even $40. So at least we know like a cover, it could be like two drinks, you know, that we could have bought, but we didn't because we, you know, pay cover or whatever.
So
if you guys do decide to go out for the New Year's Eve and have fun, just make sure you be safe and you definitely call a cab or a Lyft or Uber. Because I'm pretty sure they'll all be around to definitely escort you home. So definitely be safe. And Amy Green, thank you for being on episode 142.
Thank you.
We're talking the best of 2013, all the songs that I played, over 170 songs and bands that I played throughout 59 episodes. That's crazy. And I'm still doing it. And I'm going to be doing a lot in 2014, showcasing shows, doing some video elements, probably doing some music news, some new Music Tuesday segments. So definitely be on the lookout for that. I'm telling you, I'm going to definitely be out in the community a lot more. And I'm still coordinating with Brothers Wise for an interview before they drop their EP coming out on the 10th. So that might be the next episode. If not, I might drop one on the 1st. As a little nice little first episode of the year. I like to be able to do stuff like that. So anyway, all right, well, here's a track right here that's going to bring us out by We Came as Romans, a song called To Plant a Seed. And again, cheers to Amy Green for being on the show. Cheers. And as I always say at the end of every podcast, make sure you tip your waiters, your waitresses, and your bartenders.
Servers and servers.
Accordingly. I'm out.
Peace.
Adios, bitches.